Boker Tov, we're continuing the laws of Tzitzis, Halacha Gimel and the Shulchan Aruch, Talitot Ktanim Shalanu, Shana Noagim Labosh. We wear what we call Tzitzis, not just a talis, but a Tzitzis, Talit Katan. Afa Bishain Behem Yituf. Even though you don't have to wrap it around yourself, Yotin Behem Yidechovat Tzitzis, still, just by wearing the Tzitzis, you fulfill your obligation. Be'tov Le'ani Echoto Arosho. It's good to place it over your head. It's width to it, your height, and to wrap yourself in it. And you should stand there enwrapped in the tzitzis for the time that it would take to go for amos, a few seconds. And then throw it over your head and wear it. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying something which will probably be surprising to a lot of us, is that even your talit katan, your tzitzis, you should wrap yourself in. Now, it doesn't need to be wrapped in, but he suggests as a good practice to also do an atifa for your tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah explains that nowadays we wear most of our clothing, so that's technically just wearing it is good enough. You don't have to do a wrapping. And that is the custom for most of us, since we do the wrapping, the ituf, with the talit gadol, if you're married or if you wear a talit gadol, so then you don't need to do the wrapping for the talit katan. But if you want to be strict, like the Shulchan Aruch, certainly would not hurt to do an extra ituf in the morning. Okay, one more thing the Mishnah Berurah talks about is how big does the talit katan have to be? He says that a 13-year-old boy would not be ashamed to walk with this tzitzis on the street, or big enough for a 9-year-old boy to cover his head and most of his body. So sometimes you see these tiny little tzitzis, and a person would never wear a shirt that small. So that's a problem. But if it's a normal size, if you had no choice, you would wear it, then that counts as a tzitzis. Also, it's supposed to be something that you actually would be able to wear. Okay, next halacha. How do you wear the tzitzis? Machzir shtei tzitzios. You return the two tzitzis, the fanim, two before you, v'shtayim achrav, and two behind you. Kidei sheyeh masavah b'mitzvos. So you should always be surrounded by mitzvos. So that's why you should have two before you and two after you. Okay, one more custom the Mishnah Berurah points out is that many have a custom to put a little put of silk, meshi, or nowadays a lot of people put what's called an atara, a crown out of silver or gold around the talis. And that way we know what's the front of the tzitzis and what's the back of the tzitzis. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, that in the Beit HaMikdash, when the beams were used in the north part of the Beit HaMikdash for the Mishkan, so then they would always remain in the north because that was considered a more honorable place to be. And once something has been placed in an honorable place, we don't remove it from its honor. So that's also why there's this custom to put the atara. You don't have to do this, but it's a nice thing to do. If not as normally done with tzitzis, with talit katan, but if you can, remember to put the same tzitzis in front and the same tzitzis in the back. It's a good practice. And it also hopefully will keep just sensitivity, if we're being so sensitive to even the tzitzis, to the sides of the tzitzis, to make sure they don't get insulted, so to speak. So all the more so when we're dealing with people to, maintain their kavod and not insult people. All right. Hope you have a wonderful day. Can't wait to continue learning halacha, hilchas tzitzis, tomorrow.